Hi, Art.
Hello.
This is Gene from Chloride, Arizona.
Yes, Gene.
Pleasure to talk to you again.
And to you. What's up?
Well, I sent you an email and had some stories I wanted to share with you, and I don't tell very many people these stories because I just freak people out when I tell them.
Try me.
Well, this all started, I'm a fireman, I'm retired. I'm also a sound mind, believe me.
Another fireman, all right.
Another fireman. And back in my rookie career, I'd worked an accident where we had to transport a guy about 40 miles to the closest hospital. And he'd been in a single car rollover, and he had coded on us. So I did CPR on him for 40 minutes in the back of the ambulance.
Oh.
Got him into the hospital, and I was exhausted. I mean, it just...
Yeah, I was about to say, 40 minutes of CPR is exhausting.
It is. It's a rough deal. So the hospital crew's working him, and I'm leaned up against the wall in the ER, and I kind of saw somebody out of the corner of my eye. I looked, and there's a guy standing next to me, and he goes, "I wish they'd just leave me alone."
What?
And I said, "Excuse me?" I said, "I just wish they would just let me go."
Oh, my God.
And the doctor that was working, he looked at me, and you can just tell he saw the same thing. And that's when he called the code. He says, "That's it. We can't do any more." And I was freaked out. There was a physician assistant there.
Did the two of you discuss this? How could you not?
Yes, we did. And I am just spooked. I'm, like, ready just to hit the ceiling. I didn't know what to think. Because the guy was wearing the same clothes...
What was it? Let me ask this. The man that you saw, was that the man you worked on?
Yeah, it was him.
Did he look in any way less than fully visibly human? Was there anything ghostly about him?
No, not at all. No. He looked just like anybody else, and the clue was he was a big guy. He was over 6 feet, very obese. The clothes, he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and white pants and sandals. And, I mean, I put two and two together, and, you know, the doc and I went up to the cafeteria. This is, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, and he told me he sees people all the time, too.
My God, if that happened to me, I'd be the one needing CPR.
Absolutely. And I was so freaked out, I left there, and I didn't even bother cleaning myself up. I'm still covered with this guy's, you know, blood. And I wasn't living at home. I had an apartment. I went to my mom and dad's house because I was so freaked out. At 3 o'clock in the morning, they answered the door. I'm covered with blood. They think I'm in an accident.
Sure.
And I was up all night. I couldn't sleep for days. And I went back and talked to the same doctor again. He said he started seeing people in his residency.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
I wonder how many healthcare professionals have had this experience.
There are quite a few, and it's kind of a taboo thing, believe me, because this happened over and over and over to me for over 23 years, and it got to be where I could tell where somebody was going to make it and they weren't because they didn't go with us.
Because they didn't go with you?
We'd go into a house, start CPR, work on somebody. I'd see them sitting over there in a chair or hovering around us, you know, standing around, and never see them again, so I'm sure they're not going to go with us. They were separated, and they're not back in their body.
Were there ever any people that you saw that went back and then ended up... Yes?
Yes. Yes. And those were the ones I knew that were going to make it, you know, because they would wind up in the ambulance with us. I'd see them at the emergency room.
Oh, my God. So you see dead people?
I've seen dead people, and it didn't happen all the time, but it happened so much, Art, that it was the norm for me.